Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up, man? What's up? Yeah, I know. Lamar Jackson did it for us. Did it, baby. Hey, look, there's my number one friend. My Nick Hodge got a lot of Nick Hodge. I've never met anyone like him. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, my dude? How are you today? What's happening?
That's a new one. I'm unfamiliar with that one.
You've heard it before, but you're not familiar with it because it's a Sucktones original. Yeah. Nobody go steal that, okay? That melody never before been, produced. And, that one, I own that one, okay? That's the one. That's my ticket out of here.
Was that the one that you were going to sell to 21 Pilots?
No, you will never hear that one until 21 Pilots has already bought it. Okay, how dare you? You know what? I can't wait to leave you in the dust, all right? Uh-huh. I cannot wait. Noted young person, she's never balanced a checkbook. Emily, good morning.
How are you? Good morning. I don't know if I've balanced a checkbook, but I've written checks.
Wow. Yeah, that's
is that the same thing?
No, it's absolutely not the same thing, but that is the perfect reckless 23-year-old mentality that I am talking about is that you can't just write checks. That's the person who bounces checks is somebody who says, I write checks, but I don't balance my checkbook.
I remember having to do activities where we would have to balance our checkbook in elementary school, like our pretend checkbook. I'm not kidding.
Lazy teacher is this?
We had a pretend checkbook.
Just to do their taxes?
And then we would have to write checks and then balance it as an activity.
Yeah, but you never decided as a grown-up that you wanted to keep a...
I mean, do you write checks?
No, not really.
Yeah, exactly. Why would I do that? I'm a grown-up now, and now is not the era of writing checks.
I'm with you, Emily. I never bounced my checkbook. Now, did I bounce a lot of checks or have overdrafts? Sure, maybe, probably, but...
Did you?
Did you?
I don't know. I've never bounced...
Bouncing a check sounds scary. Like, what can they do?
The FBI comes after you.
All they can do is they
lock you up.
They put your check up by the register, maybe a picture of you that's all fuzzy from the security camera, and you just don't go to that 7-Eleven again. That's it. Problem solved.
I did when I was 15, 16, 17, like when I first started working. Like I have one of a long ass wallet because I carried my checkbook with me everywhere I went. What's funny? That's how you paid for things. There was they didn't have debit cards, okay? And so, if I was going to stop and get something, I had to pull out the checkbook and write a check.
Yeah, my mom did that all the time.
And every Friday when my paycheck would go in, I'd go in and I'd balance all the things to make sure
I'm picturing you with one of those like corporate checkbooks where it's like three of them and this a huge binder that you have to keep.
That would be awesome.
That into your
jeans. My mom wrote checks for me. For the lunch line.
Really?
Yeah, so that I could have lunch for the week. She would write me checks.
That reminds me of, I don't know how or why, but you remember I was going to just write a whole bunch of $1 checks
to tips
and make them tips and just always carry around $1 checks. That's still a good idea.
I'm gonna
have to do that. What do you mean, can you tip a check?
You can tip with a check?
You can tip life advice if you want. You can tip anything you want. But
the system is so messed up.
The person who receives the $1 tip to check, are they excited about it? Probably not. Probably not. Sorry about that. Cyber Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Topping all fast food news. If I told you, Taco Bell is introducing a subscription plan... Is that something you'd be interested in?
Taco Bell Plus?
Taco Bell. Taco Bell Max?
I tell you what. If they finally give me a goddamn nacho fries movie, I will pay you whatever a month, Taco Bell.
Fries movie?
They've been hitting me with the trailers. There's Josh Duhamel. There's the kid from Stranger Things. I want to know how it's all connected.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And does this factor into a vaster fast food connected cinematic universe?
Is this a Taco Bell commercial that we're talking about?
Yes.
I have not seen it. I'm not familiar.
I just want I just want unlimited cinnamon twists.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
They're like a dollar, so that's not a bad thing to ask for.
They should pay me to eat them, okay? That is not a fast food item.
The cinnamon twist is something that your parents feed you while you're at the carnival, and you're like, I wanted funnel cake, not cinnamon twist. Yeah. It is not you're supposed to be running for the border, okay? This is supposed to be simulated Mexican food. I never thought about that. Is that a churro play?
I think it is.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo and boo. What are you watching that's got this Taco Bell commercial? I ain't
everything.
Never seen.
They were playing TV. They were playing them during the Olympics a lot. There's one where it's like an anime kind of style.
It's like the people that are the Dr. Pepper with your Fansville. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You got me. I want to know what that sheriff is up to. He looks crooked. All right? He looks like he's corrupt. What, the transfer portal? They just discovered the transfer portal. Where does that go? What does that mean? How does that change things? But they just give me teases, not full things.
Does advertising work at angering consumers? Just did. The Taco Lovers Pass will be $5 to $10 per month. And then you can go every day and get one crunchy taco or one soft taco or one spicy potato soft taco if you're some sort of lunatic. Or a Doritos Locos taco. Again, one taco today per day will be included for $5 to $10 per month. With the idea, obviously, being that nobody goes to Taco Bell, just gets one taco. You also got to get a chicken burrito while you're there. Mm-hmm. Fill me up a...
Is that your ancillary Taco Bell order go-to?
See, I've been out of the fast food, the regular fast food world now for, goddamn, almost like 2 years. It's not great. But it used to be from the value menu, they'd have a chicken burrito, but it was a shredded chicken burrito. And I would say, hey, no shredded chicken, sub grilled chicken. So I'm trying to watch my figure.
Oh.
Okay. I'm trying to lose some of the weight.
What do you think the shredded chicken is made from?
I don't know, but I know grilled chicken, grilled, okay?
Grilled better
That's
than
like,
shred.
It might as well be called diet chicken, all right?
I guarantee yeah. you just saved them a step of shredding your grilled chicken for that burrito. I mean, they appreciate it. But
yeah, last time I was there, I was just looking at the menu, and I was like, oh, this is not, I don't see anything. You know what, the last time I was there, I went specifically because I saw advertising worked. I mean, I saw some breakfast item thing that mm-hmm. I wanted. And I didn't know
Crunchwrap.
When the cutoff was, but I drove through and I tried to order a breakfast thing. And she says, we don't have breakfast anymore. And I'm like, I'm looking at the menu. It's like all breakfast things. And so I was like, I don't even know what. And so I just got three crunchy tacos. And literally after I order, the guy comes out and takes off the breakfast menu and puts on the new menu. And I was like, I'll take that or that or that. And nobody wants three crunchy tacos. It's like,
that happened to me, too. Don't worry.
But if you want one crunchy taco per day, the Taco Lovers Pass could be yours.
See, they haven't met a true college student yet. As a college kid, this would be perfect, you know, because they're like, oh, yes, we're gonna expect them to buy a drink and they're going to buy the churro
thingies. But you're not
going to
do that?
Oh, when I was in college... And I would sign up for things like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure. And I would sign up for things like that. I stuck to my word. I said, okay, you give me one free crunchy taco. That's all I'm getting. Do you think I'm going to pay $1.50 for a drink? No, the water fountains are free on campus.
I want to find where there's like a Taco Cabana next to a Taco Bell. And I want to go like... bring in my Taco Cabana drink or whatever. And like the actual meal that I purchased and just pick up their little taco.
See, here's the hack. Can I sign up for 5 Taco Lovers passes?
You have an alias?
Right. I just have 5 different... Because then...
Are they going to make you show your ID?
That's 25...
My name is Mason, Dick. That's totally
$25
different.
$25 to $50 a month, and now it's 5 tacos per day? Now we're talking, all right?
Yeah.
Boom. I just hacked you, Taco Bell. Boom.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. This is my nightmare. Longhorn's going to change quarterbacks. Hey, Emily, football expert, you remember a couple weeks ago when we were unsure, Casey Thompson, Hudson Card, Casey Thompson, I asked you, and you said Hudson Card is the answer.
Yep.
Why did you lie to me?
Oh,
you
no.
liar.
Did they change their mind?
Did you say Hudson Card? I don't remember if you had a thing.
I don't know. I think I said Hudson Card because his name was cooler.
Following the 40-21 embarrassment in Fayetteville over the weekend, Steve Sarkisian announced yesterday, not surprising to anybody, not surprising to me, at least, perhaps disappointing, but not surprising to me, that Casey Thompson will replace Hudson Card as the Longhorn starting quarterback Saturday when they take on the mighty 0-2 Rice House. Saturday night at DKR. Here's a problem. Look, I was a Hudson Card guy at the beginning. That was sort of just the horse that I picked. But I just want whatever's best for the team, okay? I just want to win them football games.
This fence-sitting take from years
ago. How is it fence-sitting? What are you talking about?
Because way to just take a side, Jason. Way to just sit there. I just want whatever's best.
What's wrong with Tony Romo
and Dak Prescott when you were anti-Tony Romo?
What's wrong with just saying I want what's best for the team? I'm not surprised that you don't agree with that take, by the way. You don't want to do just what's best for the team.
I said from the beginning that they should have gone with Casey Thompson
because he had
the experience. He was the veteran.
I don't know anything.
He could go into that hellhole in Arkansas, that hotbed of football, in front of all those angry Arkansas fans with their COVID and they're cramming together, and he was going to be able to weather the storm, and Hudson Carr was going to be too fresh-faced and has that new quarterback smell still to him.
Here's the thing.
This is interesting.
What
they never said that Hudson Card was going to be the man.
I'm sure you didn't. What do I always say to you, Nick? Don't be results-oriented, okay? Now, this seems like a tough...
Trying to go through all the different things that you say to me.
Seems like a tough sell. But what I'm usually talking about in gambling scenarios, like if you make the correct decision and it doesn't work out for you, let's say you have pocket aces. You know, you guys follow a poker analogy? Emily, you know poker things, right?
Pocket aces?
Yeah.
So I've got some aces in my pocket.
Seems pretty good, right? Yeah.
Well, that's cheating.
You got pocket aces and you take it up against a 7-9 offsuit. You get it all in and then a 7 and a 9 on the flop and you lose. Does that mean you're never going to play pocket aces again? Does that mean that you did wrong? No, okay? You did the right thing, and over time, that play will prove itself to be the winner, okay? Steve Sarkisian's been here since January. He knew this was the most important decision he was going to make. Who is the quarterback? He's watched every practice throw that these guys made, all through spring practice, all through training camp, and he decided Hudson Card's the man. Then he goes out there, and he goes 8 of 15 for 61 yards versus Arkansas. 7 incompletions. He's like, you know what? I made the wrong choice. I'm going to go with the other guy. All right? Just doesn't make sense, okay? This is a small sample size, a tiny sample size. Also, I might tell you, none of that was Hudson Card's fault, all right?
I'm kind of with you.
Offensive line can't block for him. Jordan Whittington, lest I remind you.
Williams coming off the edge again. Card getting free. Look at this toss to the end zone.
Anyway, you remember what happens here, right? Look at this toss to the end zone.
And then he fumbles.
But Whittington couldn't come up with it as he tried his best.
Drops a touchdown pass. It was 0-3 at that point, okay? Whittington catches that pass. Yeah. Longhorns go ahead. They never look back, all right?
I agree. Look.
Yeah. Now Casey Thompson's going to go in there versus Rice.
He's going to light him up.
He's going to look great. He's going to go the next week versus Texas Tech. He's going to light him up. And people are going to forget about Hudson Card, who might be the better player. Might be the, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let me do an analogy you can follow, Emily.
Okay. Yes. I like these analogies today.
You're new around here, right?
Yeah.
You're a freshman, okay? Mm-hmm. We named you the starting quarterback, all right? After you earned the job, okay? We went through a deep, deep vetting tryout process.
Okay, wait. Are my nightmares
happened at the Longhorns?
Many.
Somebody in the promotions department. You should try Hudson Card. He's good at football.
Many, many, many reps were observed, and we decided, Emily, you're going to be the starting quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And then on your second day, you just kept saying B-hole on the air over and over and over again. And so, you know, we said, you know what? Get her out. Bring Momo back in here. That wouldn't make any sense. Okay?
Is that
just
what Hudson Card did?
Yes.
He did the football equivalent of saying B-hole
on
the
inability to complete a long ball is the same as saying B-hole.
On the radio.
I want to point out, I was not here for the B-hole incident, okay? That was all you guys.
I was under my watch, my bad.
Good. Good job, buddy.
I was a bad... You know, I was Bill Whittington. I dropped the ball.
You know, I sympathize with him now.
If 1990s Chicago Bulls center Bill Whittington dropped a pass in the end zone, I would not be upset with him, okay? But when the best receiver on our team can't catch a ball when he's wide open in the end zone, that's a problem. You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
Emily?
I see what...
Okay?
Okay, solution. New coaches.
You know you should get Longhorns. Just get a
we have a new coach.
Get an 8-second delay. That way, if that happens again, Hudson Card throws a bad pass, you just dump it.
Is this analogy holding up for anybody? Is this working for you guys?
Honestly, this is my nightmare.
This is Jason's nightmare.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. When you've got two quarterbacks, I'm like, oh my God. Hey, we have Etchy Expo passes. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Emily's going to be there.
Yep.
Emily's friends are going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be there?
And
are you smarter
be there?
Than Jason? Is coming up next. Good luck on the phone. The Etchy Expo at the Radisson Friday, September 24th, 5th, and 6th. We have tickets to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Justin.
Yes.
What's
up? Going,
good, man. I'm going the hallway. Good luck, dude.
All right.
Justin, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. Answer more correctly than Jason, and you will be getting your adu-adu on. I'm going to get it one day.
Yep.
Your choices are historical analogies to trivia. Hello. To trivia or not to trivia. Can you not hear me? Yeah, one job, Jason.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me now, Justin?
Yes. How's it going?
Excellent. Excellent. Right. Your three topics are historical analogies to trivia or not to trivia. That is the question. Shakespeare stuff. Or pop culture urban legends.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with, let's go with pop culture urban legends.
Excellent.
Ah,
excellent. Number
spooky.
One. According to urban legend, the Phil Collins song In the Air Tonight is about him witnessing what heinous act?
A murder.
Somebody letting a third person drown when they could have saved them. I'm going to say negligent manslaughter, not murder.
Okay, so that's a buzz. I'm sorry.
It's not quite murder.
The terms were a little off.
Yeah, according to that, he saw somebody.
According to the court.
According to the people. Anyway, just moving on. What 1980s hit comedy film was rumored to have captured the ghost of a boy killed in the apartment where the film was shot?
Oh, man.
1980s hit comedy. So there you can see the ghost of a little boy in the background who was killed in the apartment where the film was being shot.
I've heard of this. I see dead people. I don't.
Massive disrespect to the rules, Emily, but also not.
And it's 1980s
hit comedy film has a ghost boy in it.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do it. Or just give me an answer. One of the two.
I am going to say...
I'm not familiar with that movie.
No,
buzzing. Buzzing.
There you go.
Let's go with
the buzz.
I'm going to go with the answer, which is Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually not filmed in an apartment, and it's a cardboard cutout of Ted dancing behind a curtain. But if you believe, it's a ghost boy. All right, to get on the board, I think you can do this one, Justin. What actor, popular in the 1990s, became the subject of allegations that they had to go to the ER to get a gerbil removed from their butt?
I picked the wrong subject.
What actor, popular in the 1990s, became the subject of allegations at the ER because they had shoved a gerbil up their butt and they couldn't get it out?
Was that Pee Wee Herman?
Tell you what, that sounds like Pee Wee Herman, but this is Richard Gere. Is
man.
Hold on, Justin. You never know what's going to happen. I think you're probably going to lose, but hang on. We have fun consolation prizes.
What the hell's
for you.
Going on in here?
Justin chose pop culture urban legends, and unfortunately got none correct.
Pop culture urban legends.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely not getting too cute with the trivia. Was the board messed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Okay. I fixed it, though.
Good
he
job,
did.
Buddy. I'm a hero.
And he only grumbled
good.
Once.
Good job knowing how to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once upon a time,
being alone with Emily has taught me how to fix lots of things with this board.
Oh, yeah?
No, she's been good.
Which one's the b-hole button? Which one activates the b-holes? Is that...
Don't make me say it again.
It's the one that looks like an asterisk.
Yeah. Now I don't know. I'm not even comfortable saying b-hole. We probably said that too many times. Probably shouldn't do that. Once upon a time, I had a rivalry with one of the guys on the part-time staff. Mm-hmm. And so right before his shift show, whatever he called and started it, just made one little tweak here that I knew he would not be able to fix.
Hey.
That one little tweak was the sabotage button. It was the turn off the radio button.
Right, right. Exactly. And if he knew how to run the board, it would have been a quick, easy fix for him. But he didn't.
What a good teammate.
Now I'm here, and he's not. Jason, one. Wow. That guy, zero. Cross me, and I will end you.
Several Evil. Years later.
What's the contestant's name?
Justin.
That's what his name was.
Whoa!
All Justins. You better watch it out. Uh-huh. I'm on a war path.
Mm-hmm.
His name wasn't really Justin.
Yeah, I know. Number one, according to urban legend, the Phil Collins song In the Air Tonight is about him witnessing what heinous act? Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
See, I know this Speaking from that one Eminem song.
You know, the Phil Collins
trivia. But is it a heinous act?
From Eminem.
Yes. You don't know about this? This is in your wheelhouse, I thought.
Well, I know the answer.
The kids and stuff. You know Phil Collins things?
No, I just heard Nick say it. Like,
don't do this to me. Where you go, yeah, come on, Jason. Why don't you know the thing? I just found out minutes ago.
I just have a lot of faith
in
you.
He saw a kid drowning.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, sure. See, he saw somebody letting somebody else drown and not save them.
Oh.
They were close enough to save the drowning person. Somehow Phil Collins was not, but he was close enough to witness.
That's why I just thought he saw a kid drowning, and I'm like, well, you're the one doing the heinous act. Did you witness a heinous act?
Yeah.
You saw the same thing.
I also just believe that Phil Collins, I could see him just letting somebody drown.
Why?
He just seems like the kind of person. Just
what do you know about Phil Collins?
Mostly stuff from South Park, but
okay.
Oh, reliable source. Yeah.
He won the Oscar for Tarzan, and it should have gone to Blame Canada.
That's not true. Oh, have you heard the Tarzan soundtrack?
Yes,
it's amazing. I used to have it. It's very good. I had it on cassette.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
I wish I could remember the song, but...
Yeah. What instrument does Phil Collins play?
You'll Be the in Drums. My Heart Phil Collins.
Ooh. But that was with Genesis.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Duh.
Number two. Duh. Sorry, Justin.
I believe
you
it's
lose.
Stan, the Eminem song, where he says, you know that one song by Phil Collins about that other guy? So he's that other guy drowning? Yeah. That's the one I was talking about. Justin, hold on. We have a prize for it.
In 1980s.
In 1980s.
Jason takes down another Justin. What 1980s hit comedy film was rumored to have captured the ghost of a boy killed in the apartment where the film was shot? 1980s hit comedy film captured a ghost boy.
Hit comedy film.
Mm-hmm. It was killed in the apartment where the film was being shot.
80s. I don't know this one. Give me Bachelor Party. I guess that's more of a hotel room.
Three Men and a Baby. They're supposedly like you can see them behind the curtain and the
great. Whatever.
Just saying. That's the urban legend.
Okay.
What actor, popular in the 1990s, became the subject of allegations they had to go to the ER to get a gerbil removed from their butt?
Richard Gere.
Yes.
I know gerbil butt things.
Of course you do.
Behold.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.